So here we are in the middle of this. It's the takeover. It's well underway, and it's well engineered. And weather modification is critical, people. Very, very critical. Because what do I have here from the Daily Worker, or the actually it's the Weekly Worker, the paper of the Communist Party of Great Britain, the transition to the communitarian system. Communitarianism is reinvented communism. We should have a guest today. Maybe I misreported the time that she was going to come on. This is Dr. LeBeau, MD. She's an MD. She's from Health Freedom USA, and she wants to discuss and report on Codex Alimentarius. Well, that was formed in 1963. Codex Alimentarius is about control of our vitamins and minerals. The vitamins and minerals are sucked out of our food. That is part of a population reduction agenda that's going on right now. So we'll move to the phones, 800-313-9443. Let's take Linda in Wisconsin. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Just prior to your program, on Alex Jones's program, he had Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. I've tried to get through, but I wasn't able to, and I would like to present this on your program. The problem that I see with Larry Pratt and other people like him or organizations, they are not bringing us to the information of the Freedom from War, Complete Disarmament program that President Kennedy signed in the 60s.
That's correct.
Or in the early 60s.
Absolutely. 1961. Go ahead.
Okay. On page 9, one of the items reads, and this is under stage 2, it says, the dismantling or the conversion to peaceful uses of certain military bases and facilities wherever located, and the strengthening and enlargement of the International Disarmament Organization to enable it to verify the steps taken in Stage 2 and to determine the transition to Stage 3. Here we've got Mexican troops coming in. This is all a United Nations agenda.
We also have Canadian troops coming in now, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And the other item I wanted to bring up, and Larry Pratt is the one who brought this up. I didn't. He said he was faulting the city fathers for the levees breaking. Just today on Derry Brownfield's program, and he was reading it right off the documentation, back in the 70s, the Corps of Engineers were supposed to go in and fix those levees. The Sierra and environmentalists came in, took them to court, and he even named the judge who they went through. They stopped it, and that was in the 70s. That is why those levees broke, because the environmentalists stopped it. And then Derry Brownfield said that on the internet, I don't know if it's still there, but that the environmentalists were putting out on the internet that they were going to try to stop any people from coming back in there and to turn this back into a wetlands, this whole lower Mississippi area and the Louisiana area.
There you go. Now, where did you hear this information again?
On Derry Brownfield's program.
Uh-huh.
So we are right in the middle of this juggernaut, of this beast system of the United Nations, and people like Larry Pratt. The problem I have with him is that he is out there nibbling on the outer perimeters of the beast system. We are never going to stop this. People need to know about this document. See, if I was the head of Gun Owners of America, I would make this document available to all the members. And he will not do this, because I've talked to him two other times when he was on radio programs. He does not want to talk about this document.
Now, what does that say for him?
Well,
in your opinion, what does that say for him?
I'm questioning the same thing with the NRA.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And I'd also like to ask Ron Paul, why is he not bringing this out? Come on, Ron Paul, where are you?
I understand.
See, I have a lot of questions here, Chris. Who are our real friends? Who's the real patriots here?
Who's selling us down the tubes?
Yeah.
Who's selling us down the tubes? Because it's not about sporting guns. It's not about hunting and fishing. It's about freedom.
It's about protecting ourselves from a runaway government and a government out of control, a government that has committed treason against we the people.
Absolutely. And everybody can go on our website, AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, and under the Congressional Medal of Honor is the military section, and you can see the blueprint for the peace race, which was brought out a year after State Department publication 7277, and it was the outline for implementation of those three steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then Public Law 87-297 brought it into place in 1961, and it was updated in 1989, Public Law 101-216. It's on the books. It's in the U.S. Code. The world is to be completely disarmed.
The whole agenda of this document that Kennedy signed, Freedom from War, is to merge us under the United Nations. And if Bill Clinton becomes Secretary General, dear God, help us.
Well, I think, dear God, help us, whoever it is, wherever they are, because it's being done right now.
Yes.
We had this tsunami disaster back at the end of the year. Now we have our tsunami right now. Devastation, loss of life,
mm-hmm.
A mess, redistribution of populations, vaccinations on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
The State Model Emergency Health Powers Act was put into place just recently, within the last couple of years, where mandatory vaccinations will be put on the population. And here we are, confronted with this situation because illness is being reported. And I turned the television off yesterday. I did not get the paper this morning. I'm just blocking it out because I know exactly what's going on here. And you do too.
There isn't anything that I would not put past these people, even to the releasing of mosquitoes that have been deliberately infected.
You're right on the money.
Yeah.
You're right on target. And maybe people think you're wrong, Linda, but you've done your research. You're concerned. I've done my research. I'm concerned. Others have done the same thing. Darren Weeks is going to be doing the show with Jackie Petru on Monday on WWCR. You must listen to Darren Weeks at 8 o'clock Central Time on Sweet Liberty on WWCR. He knows. We don't talk a whole lot, but he knows. He does his research. Everyone that does their research knows exactly what you're talking about, Linda.
Well, if you check with Derry Brownfield, and I believe that's his website as well, you can check out that program for today. I mean, everything he read was documented.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a deliberate move to make those levees weak. So, I mean, you know, if they had help from a bomb, I don't know. But now the agenda is to flood that area and to not allow people to go back in there. This is for the United Nations.
Well stated, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Together with your directions as possible. Very, very important, people. As Hansa was saying the other day, that we still have freedom of speech. Well, we really don't have freedom of speech because the media is controlled. The information is controlled on the AM radio, the television, most AMs anyway. So it's very, very important to do the right thing. So Microbroadcasting Station 91.9 in North Austin, please call the network 800-313-9443. I'm so discouraged and upset about the way things have turned, but it's nothing that I didn't know that was going to happen in 1970 when I was chosen to go to Vietnam by the lottery. I was number 12 in the lottery to go to Vietnam. I felt so incensed because here I'm going off to another Korean War, another non-concluded war, because Korea wasn't taken care of. Vietnam was going to be lost or not taken care of, and it was lost on purpose. I knew it was going to be lost. But anyway, I was number 12 in the lottery. I knew we weren't going to have much of a country by 1990. And that's probably why I spent so much time on the motorcycle in the desert in California. In Baja, injured my foot in the beginning of a race where you line up across the desert and your engines are off. They drop a banner about a quarter of a mile out in the desert and everybody starts their engines and tear off into the desert. to the smoke bomb, which is about 6 miles out. Well, on the way to this smoke bomb in this particular date in September of 1970, my foot was smashed against a rock, which shoved my ankle against the foot peg of the motorcycle, and that was how I was able to get out of the draft. Oh, man. Just the fact of that was a great reason for spending 13 years on a motorcycle. Bob in Kansas, welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, I bet you haven't played the lottery since.
I have not.
Anyway, it's God help us now. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about when Bill Clinton, what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's here. It's now.
That's
it's
right.
It's begun.
That's right.
You just mentioned how many states declared states of emergency. Now, doesn't that bring a pretty wide latitude there of what they can do in each state?
That's correct. They can do whatever they want.
House to house?
Yes.
You know, I've ran into a lot of these little soul immigrant pigs that come up here and sell out to the government are going to be the U.N. troops. They're already here.
Yep.
They just got to go put their uniforms on.
I'm sorry to say you're correct.
And there's lots of them. And I'd tell them, I know what you are. I know who you are. And I'd begin to tell them all the nasty things I was going to do to them when I found them. And I don't feel bad about that. I don't care if it scared them or hurt their feelings, because I will do all those nasty things that I mentioned. Primarily, I will vaccinate them with 130 grains of lead.
And the problem is that these ignorant pawns are working for their paychecks. And look at all these people that are coming from this devastated area that will do whatever they have to do to get their paychecks.
My God, the money they're spending, Chris, they could give every able-bodied man and woman and even teenagers jobs at $15 to $20 an hour, all the hours they could work, and they could rebuild their lives rapidly. And what wouldn't you know, the cleanup would go a lot faster.
There you go.
But here's a little story out of Kansas City. We have a little local labor place down the road from me, just a couple of miles, and they sent 100 of these guys down to Biloxi to pick up the mess, and a lot of them are Mexicans, but some of them are Americans. I mean, they're not the U.N. troop people. They're people that just work hard, you know?
Correct.
And they're down there, and they were promised hot meals, $9 an hour, hot meals and room and board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they stacked them up in the rooms, and give them their idea of a hot meal was a hot dog and a can of tuna for the whole day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then six of them got shot while they were working. Now, I don't know whether they were going through people's houses or the whole details, but I suspect that the people down there not having jobs or anything to do would be more than happy to clean up. Maybe they just don't like those guys going through their homes.
Yes.
And now we got house-to-house searches going on, and I just got a report from a guy who has all kinds of relatives down in Louisiana.
Bob, keep your thoughts in place. Keep your thoughts in place. Stay with us. I watched yesterday on the news them breaking indoors in homes with their jackbooted thug uniforms on. And that is when I turned off the television. The created crisis, the Hegelian dialectic in operation. Bob, stay with us. We'll be back with more. Stay here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listeners, here we see John Kennedy, September 25th, 1961. This is what this man says. Not an arms race, but a peace, not an arms race, but to a peace race, to advance together step by step, stage by stage, until general and complete disarmament has been achieved. September 25th, 1961. That's what John Kennedy said. That's just part of it. It's on the blueprint for the peace race on AmericanExpose.com underneath the Congressional Medal of Honor, which is an upside-down five-pointed star, Lucifer's symbol, Satan's symbol. An upside-down five-pointed star is the Congressional Medal of Honor. How regurgitatory is that when you do your research? Bob, continue with your thoughts.
Well, it's pretty regurgitatory. How many religions, if you trace all the symbols on it back, does the Congressional Medal of Honor represent? And is that not a violation of the First Amendment?
Interesting.
Put religious
thought.
Symbols.
Interesting thought, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Because there's about, the laurel wreath is indicative of godhood,
yes.
according to Roman culture.
Mm-hmm.
Minerva, the goddess of war, is it?
She's on there.
That's a religious symbol. symbol of the devil, that's a religious symbol.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it goes on and on. Anyway, somebody who has lots of relatives down there said that last night all they could do is hear automatic weapon fire everywhere all night long.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I guess they're going in and just slaughtering the hell out of them people.
Well,
anything kicking in the door and hitting anything that moves, if they don't have night eyes, they spray the room down, I suspect.
I suspect you're right.
And
this is why I've turned off the television. I'm not going to watch this anymore.
It's kind of making me sick the way they're making these women pull their dresses up. They're being very lewd with women. You've heard about that.
I have not heard about that.
Oh, well, they've... Sean Penn's got a film of it, and there's been other instances of it where female workers would drive by on a jet ski, and some woman would be on top of the roof, and they'd say, "Show me what you got, and I'll help you, honey."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's our heroes.
Mm.
And so then we've got the automatic weapons fire, and the door-to-door has been going on since yesterday, and they're making women pull their dresses up in front of men to see if they've got a gun on them. And even if they don't find weapons in the house, they're putting plastic handcuffs on the people. These are people who have prepared and have their food. And a lot of these houses they're going into are on dry ground. And it's just a really untenable situation. Whoever is participating in, be they American, Mexican, I don't care where they come from. As far as I'm concerned, they're the lowest form of trash on earth.
Absolutely.
And all you non-communitarians out there are better wise up and realize that the time is short. It could be in a neighborhood near you anytime. And our wonderful weasel president, our supreme leader, admitted openly he was a communitarian.
Yes, and keep in mind, he's just the present weasel in position
but
of
prominence. But he's one of them. They all are.
They're all
communists and the only place for them where they can be good and do no harm and we can be immune from them is in a graveyard. And you people are going to have to realize it's going to get down and dirty. All these UN troops are ready to spring into action right here, right now on our soil.
Now, this is why they kept Cuba in place when we went to Vietnam. This is why. Cuba is a staging area for the invasion.
So is Mexico and so is Canada.
Yep. Yep.
That's for the main columns, but all the shock troops are already here. They're already here. They got their uniforms wherever they keep them.
Yep.
Somebody I know said that they saw large troop transports, and this was years ago, getting off the downtown airport here. And other people said, we got a vast network of caves in this town, Chris, up here in Kansas City. Now,
uh-huh.
I mean vast. You could put half the people of the United States in them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they saw them off the 435 corridor rolling in the UN vehicles and bringing their supplies in and storing them in one of those caves over there in Kansas City, Missouri. So they're already here, and they've already got good jobs, and whenever the government needs to call on them, they'll call on them.
Pre-deployment of military equipment and uniforms could very well be in place all over the country as secret containers coming from communist China, 99% uninspected, have been coming in for weeks and months and years.
Yeah. I mean, they could pop out of the woodwork overnight.
Secret containers from Russia are uninspected. I have a secret container right outside here at my place that I bought. It's got Mirsk on the front of it, on the sides of it. Mirsk, which is part of Russia, a company.
Wasn't that Finland though? Isn't that like Finland or?
I've been told it was from Russia, but I could be wrong.
Unless you've got small letters on that container with Cyrillic writing, I would imagine it's Finland or Dane, Maersk.
It's got quite a symbolic star on it.
Ooh, well, so, maybe. I've seen the containers on the railroads, Chris. I'm telling you, they're already ready, and it's going to happen so fast it'll make your head swim. And what did you say, 15 states now are under a state of emergency?
That's been reported, yes.
That's a better part of the South. Of course, Missouri, the state of Missouri, is in a state of emergency. The governor declared that last weekend.
And right here in Oklahoma, the same thing.
Yeah, so, you know, from now on, when you call in, just say you're calling from the state of emergency.
There it is.
That's what it is now. I mean, one more economic problem or anything, any little thing will bring this on now.
And the point is, here we are in the middle of it, right now. Right now.
It's happening to people. They're dying as we speak.
There
it
is.
Our countrymen are dying down there, the ones that wanted to be independent.
It could very well be the death toll down there will be 50,000.
Well, yeah, and most of it will be from gunshot wounds, I'll bet you.
More than likely.
I mean, he said last night, his Israelis told him last night, and you know what the press told them?
Mm.
It was drug dealers.
Yeah.
And they heard automatic gunfire, not semi-auto, fully auto gunfire all night long, tons and tons of it. He said it sounded like a war.
And look at the drugs coming into our country over the years. CIA, Communist China, Russia, other areas of the world are... Afghanistan was growing poppies. The worldwide drug trade has been going on for so long, and now the drug dealers are the bad guys.
Well, how dumb do they think we are? Because there are a million places along the coastline in the midst of this emergency, while our assets are tied up everywhere, that they could bring in drugs without any gunfight.
Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
And on top of that, tell me there's 10,000 drug dealers down there with fully automatic weapons. No, there's 10,000 soldiers down there and police with automatic weapons.
Yes.
That's where the weapons fire is coming from, and they're killing American citizens.
Because they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose everything they have.
Right, right. And one report I heard was that a couple of people, if you give me you give us your money, your car, you know, these are not the welfare people we saw in the first wave, but independent, somewhat free people who work for a living. Mm-hmm. You give us your money, your car, valuables, or we won't help you. We won't even give you a place to stay.
Wow.
I mean, they're just raping. You know they're going in there and pillaging these people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take whatever they want for themselves. And everybody's sitting back and going, well, maybe we can throw it. You think you can throw a bunch of papers at these guys and say it's unlawful? You think you can reason with the unreasonable? There's only one way now, and it's here, and it's will be this whole country may be well enveloped within it
yep.
a month or so, and we may never hear from you or anybody again.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts.
I'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. This is the point, listeners. You've got to make sure this network stays together. You've got to support the sponsors. You have to support the network. You have to support the work that John's doing. And his staff. This is it. This is the network. So everything you have in your way of supporting this network by purchasing from the sponsors, Republic Trading, you've got to do it now. Because they're going to try and shut this down. They're going to try and shut our voices off. When Hanza was stating that we still have free speech, he's not getting the whole picture. We don't really have free speech. We're still armed. And they're working to disarm us right now. They're working to disarm us right this minute. Blueprint for the Peace Race is on the website. The Bureau of Arms Control is what it is now at the State Department. And they lead efforts to negotiate new arms control agreements, such as the May 2002 Moscow Treaty on Strategic Offensive Reductions. But they're also working with conventional arms as well through the UN system. The U.S. mission to the United Nations from the State Department people. This S-517, the weather modification bill by K. Bailey Hutchinson, and H-2995 by Menendez. The weather control bill is pending. The weather control bill, well, we have information about weather control being experimented with and being used in the 1970s. It's at the top of AmericanExpose.com, people. Weather modification needs to be exposed because this is not going to stop. Anomalies are going to continue. The earthquake in California will come again. It'll be a biggie. A tsunami could happen on east or west of us on the coasts. Tsunami indicators are out there in the ocean, supposedly now. But events can be blamed on the weather, to allow more foreign troops into America to disarm us, to control us, as our jobs and businesses and industry has been shipped out of this country. I am people. Well, let me just take another call. 800-313-9443. I believe we'll have a guest in the next hour, but we didn't firm it up. But she'll be talking about Codex Alimentarius, the control of our vitamins and minerals, which was snuck in under CAFTA. How in the world would that be? Why does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense unless we're being taken over without firing a shot, listeners. We're being taken over without firing a shot. I've been watching it my entire life, and this is where I went back and forth with Hansa. I have no doubt that we're going to be nuked, and it'll be blamed on Al-Qaeda. It'll be sponsored by the Soviet Union and allowed by the U.S. because of the Security Council branch of the United Nations system is in charge, the way I see it. Bill in Missouri, welcome.
How you doing there, Chris?
Not too good.
Me either. Yeah. Me either, I tell you, in many ways. This is it. This is what we've been expecting to happen this summer.
Yes.
I know. I'm not as stupid as these people take us for. This is weather modification.
The result of weather modification, correct.
Definitely. No, but if you talk to anybody, you know, on the street, and you say, you know, this was weather modification, they're going to think you're totally out of your mind.
Well, that's because they've been dumbed down, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I draw the line with Hansa. We've been dumbed down because of the controlled press and the controlled media.
Oh, yes.
We don't have free speech on television, do we?
No. No, it's totally controlled.
Yes.
All of it. In fact, it's so sickening to sit there and watch how they go on and on and on and on with this stuff. And you know that America is sitting there in front of that idiot box.
Yep.
And they're swallowing all this propaganda.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just going to snowball from here. It's just going to snowball from here. This is going to. I'm looking for the economy to go.
Listen, the economy is gone. It's just artificially kept up in place by the Federal Reserve debt note dollar.
Well, we know that, but Joe out in the street doesn't realize that yet.
He will.
See? And he's paying those gas prices, and he's trying to adjust. He's trying to
What is gas in your part of the world right now, Bill?
Over here, it's $2.98 a gallon.
All right.
$2.98, but still, who can afford that?
Who can afford it?
Who can afford that?
There you go. Not me.
This posse comet.
Posse comitatus?
Yeah, I mean, that's completely thrown out the window.
Yes.
The codex, if you talk to somebody out there and you say, hey, you know, this codex is going to happen and we're not going to be able to get vitamins or minerals or supplements or anything, they look at you like you're insane. Oh, that's not going to happen. Well, it's happened. It's happening, you know. But what is really scary about this whole thing, the really scariest part of this whole thing, is that the American people are letting it happen.
Yes.
And they're going along with it, and they're swallowing the party line. And it just makes you wonder, how long is it going to be before America wakes up?
Yeah, they can't even wake up to Agenda 21 that's been in operation for 13 years.
Exactly.
Hansa doesn't even realize it. Hansa doesn't do any research into Agenda 21.
No.
It's in Russia, China, Vietnam. The point is, they're doing it without firing a shot.
Right. But what's the rest of us going to do? I mean, those of us that know what's happening out there, I mean, I'm sitting here in St. Louis County, and it seems like I'm in isolation here because I'm the only one
I know
around me that knows what's going on.
Listen, when I was in La Cunada, California, it was the same way. I'm in Moore, Oklahoma right now. It's the same way, except someone that I know is 10 miles away that's aware.
But there's got to be some way for the people who know what's happening to organize in their cities, to organize in their states, to come together, you know, to form some kind of a force that these people are going to have to deal with.
You better not call it a militia.
Oh, exactly.
You better not call it a militia because they'll come and get you.
Exactly. We're terrorists.
Yes.
We're terrorists.
Yeah.
If you have a bumper sticker on your car that says, bring them home, or you got a bumper sticker on your car that says, down with Bush, I mean, you are a terrorist.
You see, one of my group of friends made some bumper stickers for me at one time. It said AmericanExpose.com. The news behind the snooze, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. I've got a stack of them here. Well, when September 11, 2001 happened, I took it off my truck because I knew it was coming down.
Well, I've got the little American flag upside down, which is a distress sign.
And more than likely a terrorist indicator.
I think this is going to be a symbol for the resistance, is that upside down American flag.
I'm afraid so. That was in America for the K. And see, that this is the point. America with a K is very prominent and relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's being done a different way. The paratroopers didn't come, but they came on the boats now.
Uh-huh.
They've come on the boats.
Mm-hmm. And with this thing with the Mexicans, 5 years ago, I left the States, and I was in Bermuda for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I come back, and the Mexicans are all over the place here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's nobody on the border.
Bill, I appreciate your concern.
Right.
I share it with you.
Well, just think about, there's got to be some way. Maybe the station can do it.
It's highly possible.
To get people to come together in their different states.
Thank you for your thoughts, Bill. We'll be back. Keep in mind, S-517 by K. Bailey Hutchinson and H-2995 by Menendez. That's H-2995. The weather control bill is pending. Put a stop to it. Let them know we know weather modification is a reality today. Been going on for years and years and years. We'll take some more calls into the next hour, although I think we're going to have a guest, but I can't be sure. I left a message. She did not respond, and she wanted to talk about codecs. But keep in mind, when she comes on the next hour, I'll certainly entertain your phone calls that are on the board right now. But you have to understand about these disasters. And from the International Federation of Surveyors, it's an article dated May 2005. After the tsunami, how the surveying profession can participate in the reconstruction. Now, this is very, very interesting. It's out of Canada. Many of us have been involved in our respective countries in a project of reconstruction or resettlement after a natural disaster. Flood, landslide, hurricane, avalanche, and or rare occasions, tsunami, or some of the situations in which land surveyors have to get involved. Our contribution is neither spectacular nor glamorous. We are not under the spotlight like rescue teams, policemen, doctors, etc. Nevertheless, our role is no less important than merely to obtain unknown or too often unknown or misunderstood. They say as land experts and guardians of land rights, we are what could be called peacekeepers by anticipation. Peacekeepers by anticipation, listeners. In fact, our intervention regarding land rights and land tenure issues may avoid further land conflicts. We must remember that every war between nations or conflict between two neighbors finds its source in the right to a piece of land. This is why the land surveyor's role is so important in a project of resettlement after a natural disaster. And it is that much more critical after the Asian tsunami because of the level of devastation is colossal. Well, what do we have here now, people? A colossal devastation of America by weather modification. Has to be weather modification because the progressional direction of the strengthening of the UN system is enormous, is building, is reaching a crescendo right now. And here we see U.S. accepts UN offer to rush aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina. And, well, they want $845 billion from our country, according to Cliff Kincaid. And that article's on our website somewhere. And it's a monster. American Exposé is a monster of a website with documentation throughout that I don't have any credit for. I don't take credit for it. I never wanted to take credit for it. I wanted it to be a team effort, and it is that, the way it is today. Then you have people, before we take more calls in the next hour, then you have from the State Department, Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, reflecting the best humanitarian traditions of the American people, the U.S. government funds protection and life-sustaining relief for millions of refugees and victims of conflict around the world. Where's that money coming from, people? Where's the money coming from? Then you have State Department talking about sustainable development. We'll do that when we come back. And then take Wolfgang in Kansas City, Missouri, a major hub for the NAFTA corridors, Kansas City, Missouri. We'll be back.